Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is a gardening show. That's what we do. We talk gardening. Gardening is a very wonderful habit. A lot of people do it all over the world. It's one of the things I love about gardening is that there are no economic lines or racial lines or cultural lines. Everybody gardens. All kinds of people garden. And we're bringing it all here together today. This show is about helping you be a better gardener. And, you know, it's not just me, conservation program manager, giving you advice. Because, you know, it wouldn't be enough, right? So what we've done is we have recruited and gathered these amazing experts from all over the city. And every week we do something a little different. So this week we're actually doing two full hours with Beverly Welsh of the Arborgate. Beverly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I was just telling nice people about how, you know, how we collect this great information and these gardening experts together to dish out information.
And that's what gardeners love to do.
They really, that's something that's very true, from like seed swaps to just hearing a new speaker talk about a new topic. They love to grow their information.
Exactly.
And plants, right?
I mean, that's, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, a little both. Green things and brain things. Well, the other garden centers besides the Arborgate, Arborgate's up in Tomball, beautiful, beautiful spot. You guys got something cool happening today up there?
No, just summertime weather, and it's a beautiful morning. Nice breeze today.
Well, then the morning is a great time to get out there and get going. You know, Arborgate's cool. They have a lot of shade, too, so you can always dip in the shade a little bit, cool off in the shade some. But our other co-op members are Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up at 249, just past Louetta, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens out there, bookending Richmond, Texas, so kind of Cinco Ranch and Sugarland, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, and of course the Arborgate, what Beverly is representing here today. And there's, you know, summertime is interesting, right? Because everybody gets so excited about springtime, mostly tomatoes.
Right.
But then summertime, so much other stuff is happening. Stress on trees, you know, stress on people, stress on veggie plants. But the lawns are just going so fast.
They really are. You know, we finally got in some consistent sun. It was such a cool, wet spring. Things were taken back a bit, you know, slowed down a little.
Right, except for the weeds, right? I mean, they grow fast.
Oh, they
with a little bit cooler
they
weather.
They love everything.
They do. But a healthy lawn, right? It can outcompete the weeds, right? It can do that.
Certainly, and that's the best approach to weed control is just keeping that lawn healthy.
And so that's what we're going to explore as we get into this. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. But today we got some segments, we got some things. The first one we're doing will be right after this kind of time. We're going to call it lawn wrangling. So how do you become a lawn wrangler? And so lawn wrangling. So we're going to do that. Talk about that. It's summertime. Different things are happening in your lawn than they were even a month ago. And Beverly and I are going to explore that. Again, give us a call. This is a live radio show. We'd love to hear your voice. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top Shelf Organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth Top Shelf Organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
Swarming colonies, starving for wood, silently climbing into homes, crawling behind walls, causing devastating damage to homes and neighborhoods. Spring in Texas means billions of termites. Stop the swarm. Call Preventive Pest Control for your best solution. Ask about their termite monitoring system, tested and proven to destroy underground termite colonies before they attack your home. Preventive Pest Control wants to protect your family's health and home from pests by giving every Home Show radio listener a free home inspection. PreventivePestHouston.com. That's PreventivePestHouston.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Wabash Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Buchanan's is open 7 days a week to meet all your gardening needs. We've got great plant selection, trees, shrubs, annuals, perennials, the biggest herb selection in Houston. We've also got expert staff to help you with any of your gardening questions or problems. Bring in some pictures. We can help you figure out what's going on with your yard. If you're trying to find a gift for that special someone in your life, we've got an excellent bungalow that's stocked with unique and beautiful gift ideas. At Buchanan's, we try to promote organic gardening, and we have a full line of products that we can offer. Come in and check out our brand new soil blend, the Buchanan's blend. It's great for amending Houston's clay soil. Also works really great for containers. There's a lot of events that are going to be happening at Buchanan's. Sign up for our newsletter or check out our Facebook, Instagram, website, events page for upcoming events. Buchanan's is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. The phone number is 713-861-5702. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Zach. Great job. Sounds like it's going to be a great day over at Buchanan's. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 is how you reach us. I'm Danny Milliken here with the wonderful Beverly Welch. And we're going to be dishing out some gardening advice.
We're going to do our best.
That's right. That's right. We're going to be serving it up, dishing it out, forking it over. And now I'm getting hungry, I guess. I guess I was already
a
little hungry.
That's,
you know, too many food things. But, you know, a lot of people are growing food. Later on, we'll talk veggies. But I want to get into this notion of lawn wrangling. So the rules to this game, the rules to the game will be, I'm going to bring up a common lawn disease and pest in the summer. You're going to describe to the listener what it might look like, what damage it might do, why it's an issue. And then we'll talk a little bit about how to find a solution for it.
Sounds good.
All right, let's get to some lawn wrangling. The first one is the rascals, little insects, hard to see, but called chinch bugs.
Well, chinch bugs typically hit when we get hot and dry. You'll see the damage appear along the edge, like along a sidewalk, along a curb, driveway, where it does have more compacted soil and is a drier environment. You can do a test to make sure that that's the problem you're seeing by just taking a tin can, cutting the bottom and top off of it, going to the edge of the affected area, pressing it into the ground about an inch or so, and filling it with water. Within just a few minutes, these little guys will float to the surface. They're very small, as you said, but they are black and white. So you can pretty well tell if they're there.
Gotcha. What does their damage look like?
It really just looks like a dead, dried lawn.
Gotcha. Just kind of like
burned. Yeah.
Burnt, toasty, open, empty spaces. Like,
exactly.
Rough. Okay. And kind of what you're saying is the edge of concrete is a major place they might be.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting. And I love that test. That's genius. So I just get my tomatoes can, pull the top off, use my can opener if I can find it, to take the bottom off. I love that. That's great. So nice. So I have an empty cylinder that I can put in the ground and then fill it with water, and I'll see if I've got chinch bugs.
Right.
Genius. Okay. So you said they like it dry and hot.
Right.
So what are some maybe it prevent. I mean, if they're going to really try and kill a lawn, I want to be preventing these things, right?
Like right. Than,
so, what's a good? What are some good preventative?
Well, a good preventative measure is keeping that soil aerated, core aerated, keeping some good compost, organic material down there, and keeping it evenly watered, even moisture.
Okay, so that's. That's two really great things, two like pretty big topics. I'm going to sneeze real quick. So say a little bit more about keeping it watered like on a good broad thing.
Well, you know, people often confuse heat with dry. So they panic when we get these warmer temperatures and overwater oftentimes, but not watered deeply enough.
Mm.
So twice a week is usually adequate.
Right.
But let's give it a good soak.
Gotcha, gotcha. I like that. Now, one thing I have noticed, you know, visiting people, talking with neighbors, is they will have this problem. They're oftentimes we're just assuming it's chinch bugs. We're not doing that cylinder test. But
right.
Then they'll turn their sprinkler on. They'll be like, oh, here's what I'll do. I'll go turn my sprinkler on higher, my irrigation system. But maybe it's not even catching the trouble area.
Correct.
So
you know, it's always a good idea to put some pie plates down. That's even true with the shrubs in your yard. You may think you're watering well, but foliage may divert it. A sprinkler head may not be operating exactly like you think. So in a problem area, put something down and catch the water. See exactly what's being thrown in that area.
Yeah, to trust your eyes and this, you know, another like real test. Because it may be the wind may be just right the day you go out there and sprinkle your yard to see if it's getting all coverage. Well, another day, the wind's going to change maybe. I mean, we do have a little bit more wind than people give us credit for, especially on like front yards, on streets.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that pie pan. That's a great test. That's two great tests. And we've only been on the show for 12 minutes. Okay. So I like this. So we are making sure our water is watering everywhere, making sure our irrigation system is actually covering the whole lawn.
Exactly.
And one issue, if it's not, might be water pressure. Your system may have a slight leak somewhere and slowing things down. And sometimes maybe you just bump the head, right? And the head's not spinning around, or maybe it's angled and not able to get all the way that it needs to get. So a lot of little things can happen. But you need to do your test, is what Beverly's telling us.
Right.
So, and then lastly, the idea of deeper roots, healthier soil, chinch bugs really just can't make a home.
That's exactly right. You know, prevention is always worth a pound of cure.
That's so true. Yeah, because it's like you can do this one little compost top dressing, kick your soil forward, especially if you've aerated, and then next thing you know, you don't have any of the problems we're going to be lifting up, right? Like,
right, right.
Yeah. So awesome. Okay, well, I feel like you nailed chinch bugs. I feel like that was right. I mean, that was really good. And it's like, really, chinch bugs got no chance in Houston now that we've taught everybody how to
deal with
them. Exactly. So do you recommend any – you mentioned preventative versus kind of cure. Any cures, any – let's say people do have the problem. They've tested it. They see the can. It's – sure enough, there's black and white little bugs in there. What's their next step?
Well, if they want to go at chemical control, there are some really good products on the market, not necessarily organic, but that granulated, time release that will take care of the problem for them.
That's great. That's great. You know, you just look for the label, chinch bugs, or pop into a co-op shop and say,
right.
Hey, I need some help with that. So there is hope out there for chinch bugs if you're dealing with the damage. And if you're not sure, before you treat, you want to be sure.
Exactly. You know, it's not going to do you any good if it's a fungal issue and you treat for insects. So doing that test is really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of fungal insects,
mm-hmm.
That's the one we're going to tackle next in lawn wranglers, wrangling your lawn. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. I know what Beverly just said was really helpful to everybody. We also love hearing what's on your mind. We love hearing the problems you're dealing with. You may not be seeing chinch bugs yet, but with compacted soils out there, you may start seeing them soon. So we're preparing you for that, but we'd love to hear what you're dealing with right now. 713-572-4610. Danny Milliken here with Beverly Welch, and this is Home Show Garden Pros.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with helpful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 is how you talk to us. Us is Beverly Welch, our expert here today, kind of discussing all things Houston gardening, and me, Danny Milliken, our guide through this process. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about Nature's Way resources, because healthy lawns, flowers, and gardens begin with healthy soil. And you want to start strong. You start strong when you do it in a new bed or even a new season by adding Nature's Way soils, mulches, and compost to your garden, lawn, and landscaping. There's a few different ways to do it. You can put the mulch down a couple inches. You can add a layer, a half inch to a veggie bed or a flowering bed. Or you can compost top dress where you spread it all over the lawn. And it's just a great way to add nutritious elements, add living entity to your soil that's totally safe for children and pets. So really great for your plants, trees, and grass. Nature's Way also has a native plants nursery. They have a plant nursery up north of the Woodlands, and they have a healthy selection of native plants that are eligible for a low water use, 50% water rebate bill for the residents of Woodlands. So if you want to see what great soil blends they've got, how carefully crafted their compost is, or a great list of these wonderful plants and the rebate details, go to their website. There's a lot of good information there, and you can get a lot of details about a lot of this stuff more specifically. The website is naturewayresources.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Beverly Welch, here with Danny Milliken, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. So please give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
Yes, and we're talking about lawn wrangling, or wrangling your lawn, and we're exploring lawn diseases, lawn pests, lawn problems that you may be dealing with now or soon. We also love taking your call, and we're going to go ahead and get to Leonard right now. Leonard, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have a friend of mine who's got a magnolia tree, and it's been in the ground for 7 years, and it's not really growing, you know, like he was expecting it.
Sure.
So what could I feed it or have him feed it to grow?
Well, Arbogate Blend is a great way to start. My question to him would be, what does he feed his lawn with? Because if he's been using weed and feed, that can certainly affect the growth of a plant. But if you use the blend, you would come midway between the trunk and the drip edge and just liberally apply it and soak it in well.
Okay, but he lives in Louisiana.
So, Leonard, there. I know you're asking for a friend, but there are other issues that might be involved besides just a nutritional food issue. You know, like if the plant is planted too deep, a magnolia sometimes can survive too deep where a lot of other plants would die but maybe wouldn't grow very much. That would be, you know, a real potential if it's not growing in the setting that it really should be thriving. Magnolias shouldn't need a ton of food, right, Beverly?
Well, right. And then also the area, how is it prepared around the tree? You know, is the grass growing right up into the trunk? Is it being scarred with a weed eater?
No, he doesn't weed eat around it, no. But there is grass growing right to the trunk. And I told him he needs to dig that grass out and put some topsoil and some mulch around it, keep the weeds out.
So I would definitely do a test real quick to see if it is planted too low, and you dig down right by the bark, and there's a thing called a root flare where the trunk sort of starts going outwards into roots, and if that's covered if that's covered at all by soil, then it's probably planted a little too deep, and adding topsoil and mulch will actually be the opposite of the ideal scenario, right? Because you're covering
covering those roots a little more.
We Beverly and I both, you know, love successful gardening, and we have really identified products that we love, and it's kind of tough because a lot of that stuff is local that we really love, right, Beverly?
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are some great national brands. Monterey Lawn and Garden has humic acid. They can sell humic acid, and you can buy it from their website. And humic acid is a great tree improver. Can increase root depth, increase drainage at the root level. If he can't do anything to mechanically lift that tree, it might be something he can do to improve the drainage around the roots with humic acid. They also sell a molasses mix. They also have a guano mixed with, I think it's poultry manure. It's really great stuff, but it's really great high rich fertilizer. So, you know, have them go to Monterey Lawn and Garden and see if there's anything there for them. But I would really worry more about a mechanical problem.
Yeah, I'll have them check it.
Great.
I'm glad to talk with y'all.
Well, thanks, Leonard. We're glad to talk with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
I'm glad you brought up the subject of the root flare.
Well, thanks. Well, why don't you tell a little bit more about it? I mean, I feel like that...
Well, no, you described it perfectly, you know, where the trunk comes down and curves out to the roots. That does get covered so often, not only with soil, but mulch. And it's a problem people really aren't aware of.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few trees that if you cover it up or plant them too deep, it's dead immediately.
Right.
Like in 6 weeks, it's gone. Apples are a really big one. Avocados, you just can't. You can't do it. They would die very quickly. Citrus and magnolias, things that really like kind of are grown naturally for a subtropical climate, can hang on, right? But they don't live very long.
They don't thrive, yeah.
Either, yeah. No, great question. It's so nice to get an authentic, hey, I'm asking for a friend, you know, because it's like such a saying these days where people are asking for themselves but don't want to seem like they don't know. So, Leonard, we really appreciate your call and you're looking out for your buddy. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Steve, we see you on the line. We're going to get to you for sure. 713-572-4610. Beverly and I will be here for a while, so we'll answer your questions. 713-572-4610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. This is a show where we help you be a better gardener. One way is to let you know great places where you can go that are interested in exactly the same thing we are, improving your gardening game. Southwest Fertilizer in Southwest Houston, actually in Houston proper, not far from downtown, you know, depending on your view of Houston, is a great place to find outdoor equipment. So if you're looking for a mower, they have a full mower shop featuring Nutoro, Steel, Echo products. They have a great blade sharpening and mower repair center. They have an awesome birding area and wild bird seed fit every budget. So they have the new stuff, and they have stuff if you're looking to do birding on a budget. They sell great veggies, healthy tomatoes, peppers, herb plants, arriving almost daily. They got a little section up front. But the best part is a friendly team that know what they're doing. So this team is very happy to help you solve your lawn and garden needs. You go in there, you say, oh, I need this problem. I have this problem on my lawn, but I want it to be an organic solution. Boom, they take you to the organic area. And they also have a lot of different other options. They have an incredible selection, and they really care about quality. If they don't have it, they'll help you find it. So that's one thing they love too. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There is no place like it. A visit is definitely worth it just to get that old-time feel. So it's been going on, been doing lawn and garden stuff since 1955. So check them out. It's right there on Bissonnette Street at Renwick, 5828 Bissonnette Street. So check out their website. You'll learn a lot, get a real feel for the place, southwestfertilizer.com.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate, here this morning with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We would love to hear your successes. So 713-572-4610. Give us a call.
Absolutely. So we're talking about lawn wrangling. So you may have some issues in your lawn. You may start to see some strange spots. Especially Beverly described this long, cool, wet spring we had. And sometimes that can build up some fungal diseases. So we're going to go to one of those. We covered chinch bugs already. If you ever feel like that you wanted to hear something that we already talked about, we do record the show also as a podcast. And so you can just check out that podcast. It's also called Home Show Garden Pros. Okay, lawn wrangling. 713-572-4610. Want to hear what your wrangles are. Kill all patch.
That's a tough one. And it literally does as it implies. It can take your whole lawn. One of the safest ways to know for sure that's what you're dealing with is to send a soil sample in for testing.
Okay, so what does it look like? Like early signs even?
Sometimes it'll start with some yellowing and thinning, but typically you just end up with literally a dead lawn. Your runners are gone. It just takes it down to the soil.
I think it's a good moment to help people remember that yellowing or signs of non-health, even if there's like maybe a rust-looking thing on your lawn, doesn't mean that you need to water it, right? That's not the
correct.
It shouldn't be your first go-to deal. What's, you know, yellowing could mean you have a fungal problem.
Sure.
Which could mean you have too much water.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some actual, like, describe what a thirsty lawn looks like so people can really kind of realize the difference so they're not just being like, oh, yellow, I better water this more. So that may be the exact wrong thing to do.
Right, right. You'll see some almost like the blades kind of folding, kind of looking dry, thin, not full and healthy,
yeah,
like they typically would.
Right. Yeah, kind of folding a little bit. So you'll get a little bit of a V-shaped blade instead of that flat blade.
Right.
Okay, so kill all patch, terrifying, could be the end of your whole lawn. What can we do? What can we prevent? How can we prevent it?
Well, as with any disease, prevention is just keeping that soil healthy, being consistent with your watering.
Mm-hmm.
If you mow your lawn yourself, it's always a good idea to clean those blades and wheels.
How would you do that?
Just some bleach water solution. You can just give it a quick spray after maintaining your lawn.
Yeah, just kind of cleaning it, make sure you're not maintaining a disease population. I mean, we do
correct.
It with our other tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you should be. But, you know, everybody, you know, does it with their own tools. So how different are kill-all patch and brown patch?
Well, brown patches typically appears in a circular pattern.
Okay. And it spreads in that sort of shape.
Correct. And it's typically an area of the lawn that is a little lower, or maybe the drainage is a little poor. It doesn't necessarily mean that the water is standing there, but for whatever reason, that area is not draining as well.
Gotcha. That's okay. Okay. So, but is it a well-draining, healthy soil is going to kind of limit both issues?
Absolutely.
So effectively, when it comes down to it, you can have that healthy lawn, that beautiful lawn you wanted, but if you can kind of keep it from a compost-first perspective, you might be reducing the threat of disease.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Wow. I mean, that really is like a helpful reality that we can really reduce our lawn's disease by keeping it from a compost perspective, really doing a soil-first viewpoint and not this leaf-first viewpoint.
That's so true. It's just like you eating well, taking your vitamins, you're not going to get sick.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that's an incredible study of bacteria in the gut, right, is probiotics that they – you actually are protected from that area from a lot of sicknesses just by having a healthy population inside you. So pretty cool. Yeah, you know, recently they've kind of come out that your lungs are almost completely reliant on bioflora, right, the biome in you. Your skin and your brain all use them a lot too. And new studies are showing that DNA may even be affected by it. Kind of crazy how reliant we are on the whole environment around us, but we don't really think of it. But it also turns out that environment is within us as well.
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing stuff. And that's exactly true in your gardening. If you can build a system up, you know, you can really kind of improve your gardening game, not to deal with nearly as many disease pests. This is Home Show Garden Pro on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
The weather can be so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from wind, rain, and hail. With a wide variety of panel styles and designer colors to choose from, your roof will be beautiful and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to browse our selection of panel styles and colors, or contact a sales representative at 877-2-MUELLER to order your Mueller metal roof today.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Beverly Welch here with me, Danny. We got a great
good morning.
Good morning, Beverly. We got a great opportunity. Do you know Doug Tallamy? He's an incredible author and professor. He is coming this Thursday. OBA is going to bring him in, the Organic Benefits Alliance, Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, bringing him in to talk about mastering your garden ecosystem and that network. And then also growing the personal network with gardeners, landscapers, and growers. So all of us working a little more together to make gardening easier, to make our gardening work even better. So Doug Tallamy is an award-winning author and professor. He teaches entomology and wildlife ecology at the University of Delaware. So we got a real expert coming in. This guy does research on human behavior, behavioral ecology, humans and nature interacting, insect ecology. I love hearing him talk about plants because he loves plants. He loves flowers, and it's just he's a great speaker too. So a really great opportunity to come in, hear an awesome dude talk about great stuff. That's Doug Tallamy coming in this Thursday, June 27th. It'll be at the United Way. It starts at 5 o'clock. There'll be light refreshments for about an hour, and then the talk begins. If you're interested in tickets and more details, you should visit obaonline.org/events. So OHBA. Online, that word is in there, ohbaonline.org/events. Beverly and I are here talking gardening with you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, right, Beverly? I mean, you want to hear. We want to hear from the people.
Absolutely. And we want to hear about what's working.
Yeah.
What they're having a great success with in this weather.
Yes.
There's so much.
Yeah, because it is so true. I mean, what have you had success with?
Oh, my goodness. Right now, the hibiscus are in their glory. Mm. There's a wonderful little sunflower, Heliopsis summer sun, that is extraordinary. There are so many. Gomphrena is loving this heat, and it's gorgeous right now. Stands up to the wind, everything.
Well, that's awesome. What a great lead into our next game show. And I call it Flower Power. It's not the hippie style. It's like actual power, the power of flowers. Because they're powerful. They're kind of amazing. And, you know, we talk about like a honeybees had a huge decline. Everybody's celebrating the monarchs, but honeybees had a pretty major decline. And, you know, what do honeybees eat? Well, pollen and nectar from your flowers. So we got to get more out there. So it's wonderful, Beverly, that you celebrate these incredible flowers. I love to just take a moment and really kind of describe them, let people get a little bit more comfortable with them. And gumfrena is such like a hard word to think about, but, you know, it's such a beautiful, unique flower, that little ball at the end of a stick. But tell us a little more about that one.
Well, that one, as you said, is like – it's got a long stem. It's a little button-type flower, if you will. Some people like to call it bachelor button. That's one common name used for it. It's a great cutting flower. And for those that love the cutting garden, it's a must-have. It reseeds freely. It's great for drying as well. There's so many of the new varieties available right now. There's the fireworks that almost hasn't opened up, and it's got a gold cast above the flower, so it's extraordinary.
Oh,
I love
cool.
The QTS Carmine. It's been around forever, kind of a pink and white bicolor, if you will. Then there's the new Strawberry Fields that gives you more of an orange cast to it.
That is awesome, and I love that you mentioned cut flowers. To me, you know, I love you, and you know this. I love accessing the garden and its stuff, not just from a view it where it is, but like how do I get into it? How do I use it again? Can it give me some other utility? And cut flowers is such a great thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of cool ones that are just, you know, use the branches, right? And
right,
gumfrena, absolutely. It's got that long stem. You get a lot of flowers on it, and when you cut them all off, you encourage the plant to do a whole nother flush.
Right.
Now, those are tough, too. I mean, all the ones you said are really kind of rugged and tough. Plants that are going to love the summer, anything that comes at it, be a heavy rain or a drought, they're going to be able to handle it. Let's talk a little bit about flowering shrubs in our Flower Power segment. I feel like that there's a huge category of them that are underrated, underused, and they're basically like the ones that are maybe like 16 inches to 24 inches and just get covered with flowers. And I'm thinking like the old timey shrubs like abelia and nandina, a few things like that.
Well, abelia is wonderful. Not only is it a great flowering shrub, but I love the form, the open, flowing, gracefulness of that shrub. And it's deer resistant, which is very important out in the suburbs right now.
Ooh, that is really important. And, you know, gosh, people ask a lot like, hey, you know, having real problems with deer, do you have anything deer resistant? And I'm like, rosemary? Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, it can only grow so much rosemary, if at all, right? If it rains,
right.
Oh, well. But that's great to know. Abelia is. And I'm a huge fan. We talk about bees. And, man, every time I see a healthy abelia plant, it is covered with honeybees.
Absolutely.
Just
and, you know, another great one is the Caliandra or the dwarf pink powder puff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's just nonstop color.
Well, can you describe it a little bit more, like shape and flower shape and stuff like that?
Sure. It also is an open, airy, flowing type little shrub. And the bloom would remind you of a mimosa flower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a white little powder puff, literally. But what is also beautiful are the flower buds. And it looks like raspberries on the plant. It also is self-pruning, so you don't have to deadhead it to keep it in bloom.
Yeah, and it also has a kind of a flowing, graceful shape.
Right.
Yeah, that is a very underrated plant. Both of those two have – I really appreciate the leaf color on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an element of kind of adding some splash to your space. And I think that the both of them, too, also are really great cut flowers because their leaves are so interesting.
Right.
And yeah, that's cool that you mentioned the kind of raspberry seed pod looking thing because it's just another layer of interest.
Right, right. And, you know, natal plum is a great heat lover. It blooms, that white star-shaped flower, and you do get that edible fruit.
That's right. When those are ripe, they are delicious. And, man, what a glossy leaf, too.
It's beautiful.
Can't argue with a glossy leaf. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're exploring flower power right now, the power of flowers. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. I'm Danny Milliken here with Beverly Welch.
Heads up, Augustine. Here comes our gardener. Tea Blossom, I'm thirsty for Microlife Juice. It'll help me grow big and strong in no time. Remember Lily last summer?
Never seen her more alive.
I can feel the microbes tingling in my leaves and roots already.
Prepare your plants and yard for summer. Add MicroLife liquids to instantly reduce summer heat stress while providing the highest nutrition possible. Grab MicroLife liquids at your neighborhood garden center. MicroLife, making life better. MicroLifeFertilizers.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Top shelf organic products in the grab and go bags from New Earth. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken here sitting with Beverly Welch, owner-operator of the Arborgate, a beautiful garden center in Texas, and she's a regular contributor to our show. She teaches us a lot about gardening, knows a lot of plants, knows a lot of categories of plants, and kind of health and targets. So if you're thinking of getting more flowers in your space, or you want to get more into herbs because you want that kind of medicinal smell benefit, or if you love veggie gardening, pretty much anything, Beverly can help you out. So she's here with us now.
Good morning.
Yes. And the way you access that, we're a live radio show, so 713-572-4610. Right now, Beverly and I are exploring flower power. That's where we should talk about different kinds of flowers, different categories of flowers. Everybody loves flowers, and there's kind of the classic ones to get in your space, and then there's some maybe you don't know about. A benefit that I love about flowers is the smell. I love smelling them. That saying, stop and smell the roses, I'm like, okay. So, Beverly, what are some great flowers that really have a smell that are, you know, stoppers that can really stop us and have us get our smell on?
The first thing that comes to mind is sweet olive. It's absolutely one of my favorite plants. You know, I'm at the Arborgate so much, and most of the time, most of my time in my garden is at night. So fragrance is really important. The sweet olive is a old-fashioned southern heirloom shrub, osmanthus. It can grow quite large if you let it, but it can be kept a size quite easily with maybe a once or twice a year pruning. It's an upright evergreen shrub that blooms clusters of tiny white star-shaped flowers. The flowers are really not noticeable, but you will notice that fragrance.
That's so great. And like you're talking about, you know, being outside in the evening, a lot of people, they go outside in the evening because that's when it's cooled down a little bit. And just to have this great awash of smell, that's a great one. What's another good smeller that you like?
I love the banana shrub, the Macalia. Mm. It's in the Magnolia family. So you've got that beautiful, dark, glossy green foliage. It can be kept again as a shrub, or I like to limb them up and make them into a small tree.
Okay.
They bloom a buttercream yellow, magnolia-shaped flower with a burgundy eye, and the fragrance is that of bananas. The old-fashioned banana bite candy always comes to mind when I smell it.
That's so cool. That's wonderful. That one, what's the sun kind of shade ratio on those?
Well, you know, typically I would tell you part sun. But both of mine at home have grown into full sun and are doing quite well.
Oh, cool.
So I just would recommend that you give it, being the magnolia with that dense foliage, make sure that you get plenty of air circulation.
Mm.
But it can acclimate to full sun quite well.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. That's really, really great. Beverly Welch, you really want to talk with her, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. And we're going to go to Ray. Ray, you have a question for Beverly?
Yes, I am remodeling my patio, and there's spots underneath it. One gets no sun at all, and there's some pavers in there, but there's dirt under the pavers. The other gets very little sun, and I was wondering, is there anything that I can plant in there that will give me some greenery under the patio? It's a covered patio.
Are you growing in a container or in the ground?
In the ground.
Okay. Yeah, you've got some great options in full shade like that. If you want something that blooms, Ligularia is a wonderful plant. It's got a big, glossy, almost lily pad-shaped leaf that will bloom for you in the fall and winter, a daisy, bright yellow daisy-shaped flower.
Yeah, that one's really cool, Ray, because it's a big leaf, like dinner plate-sized leaf, real glossy, and it fills up a space. So that's, I mean.
What was the name of that again?
Ligularia. Ligularia, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Cephalotaxis spreading plum U is another great one for a deep shade area.
Okay.
All right. There's several Mahonias that do quite well.
Okay.
So you have lots of options. Aspidistra, you can't go wrong with that one.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
What and really, Ray, if you don't mind me asking, what's making the shade?
It's a metal covered patio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's
so there is no direct sun.
There's deep shade.
Yeah, building shade almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's what's great about Houston is we get to access some jungle plants that are used to growing under canopy where there is not even diffused light coming in. Even some ferns can do a great job there if you're interested in ferns, right? There's a couple of good ferns. Uh-huh. Beverly probably knows them better than I do, but that's always a good one.
Yeah, ferns are great. They give you a nice texture.
Okay.
And, you know, in the shade, especially a deep shade like that, you have to really focus on textures and leaf structure more than flowers.
Okay. Awesome. That gives me several options. Thank you.
Absolutely. And if you're, you know, looking for more options, you can go in the Arborgate or any one of our co-op members and ask some questions, and they can really direct you to the plants and point them out to you. I know Beverly's got a wonderful shade selection at the Arborgate.
Will do. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Ray, for giving us a call.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
713-572-4610. Beverly Welsh here helping people out with great advice. I'm here also. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Mike, we see you, and we'll definitely answer your call here in a couple moments.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery, Katie's Organic Garden Center. It's hot out, isn't it? Why don't you come out and join us and see all of our water features and our water gardens? We can add water to your garden, and that'll bring you out into the landscape in this hot weather and make you feel cooler, too. This weekend and through the month of June, all of our landscape material, $9.99 and up, is on sale at 50% off. Plus, we have our 99-cent bedding plant table. Coming up in July, on July 3rd, we have our annual Friends and Family Night. Join us for an evening of hot dogs, fountains, and fun, and you get the first crack at our annual Ding Dang sale. It starts at 6:30 and ends at 8:30. Don't forget, that's on July the 3rd. from Houston, take I-10 to exit 742. That's Katy Fort Bend Road. Hang a right and go a half mile. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. I love to post all kinds of funny and informative things for you to enjoy. Check out our website, NelsonWaterGardens.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Anita. Wonderful job. Sounds like a lot of fun happening up at Nelson. So everybody should head over there if you're in the Katy area. Beautiful spot. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Beverly Welsh, talking gardening. Beverly Welsh from the Arbor Gate. She's the owner-operator of a beautiful spot up there. And we love to talk to you, 713-572-4610. In fact, Mike has called in. Mike, you have a question for Beverly?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Beverly.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have a peach tree that was, we bought a piece of property that's been there forever, and I put it for the first time, and now it doesn't really look bad, but it's not coming back at all. Is it late enough that the demon is gone, or do you think it's over the sand?
Sorry, Mike, I'm not sure that I tracked that. I missed a little bit maybe. Can you just ask the question again? Sorry, man.
Sure. It was a fruit tree that was basically not taken care of. It wasn't producing. We pruned it all like we're supposed to, and now it doesn't really feel good, but it's not come back at all. I'm just wondering if it still has a chance to come back, or is it just so late it's probably not going to?
I see.
And you said it was a peach tree?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you prune it?
I don't remember. I read on the internet when to do it, and that's when we did it. I can't remember. It's been a while back. You know, I did the right thing. The shape is supposed to be, and I read all the instructions. And I was proud of this. It's always been living and look okay, but it never produces anything.
Well, you know, you said it was had been there for quite a while, right?
Yes, ma'am. And my neighbor said it never produced in probably the 7 to 10 years it's been there. She's never seen a peach on it.
I think I would replace it.
Okay, I kind of figured the same thing.
Yeah, even if it's not dead, right? It sounds like it might be a peach that has too high of a chill hour for your area.
Oh, okay. Somebody probably bought one at the wrong place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because almost everybody can get the pollination they need just automatically from, you know, traveling insects. But some of those fruits, right? They got to get those chill hours.
Right.
And what about? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Mike.
My next question is webworms. What's the best way to get rid of them?
Webworms are actually very easy to kill. The problem is penetrating the web.
Okay.
So get a long cane pole or something if you've got the webs up there, and poke a hole. BT is really effective against them.
BT, okay.
Yeah, I always use my extension saw to break open. I've always called those bagworms. Are they different? Is it we're talking about the same thing? Like up in the tree, you've got kind of the sack of spider webs.
Right.
Yeah. So just I get my long saw, like Beverly's talking about, and I rip a hole in it, and then spray some BT up in there.
Okay, I should appreciate the help, guys and girls.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good, great weekend.
You too. Yeah, it's always tricky because the bagworms look so bad.
They do.
And we didn't even bring up sod webworms, a totally different, you know, different one in our lawn wranglers section. But I don't find them that hard to get rid of, too. To me, BT mixed with molasses makes a great spray that stops them in their tracks.
Absolutely.
So great word. Thanks, Mike, for the call. You know, fruit trees are so tricky, and we're going to talk a little bit about them when we come back from the break, but obviously we got to finish up our conversation about flower power, though, before we do that. So more flower power, more Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Stick with us.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milliken.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.